Morning. My name is Suresh Sridharan. I'm an ISV architect advisor for Microsoft. Today, I'm here at Bally Technologies in beautiful Reno with Ryan Rupert and Saurabh Singh from Bally Technologies. Ryan and Saurabh, can you quickly introduce yourself?
My name is Ryan Rupert. I've been at Bally for about 4.5 years as a software architect.
Great. And Saurabh?
I'm Saurabh Singh, and I have been a senior developer with Bally Technologies for 3 years, and I've been working mostly on the UI stuff.
Great. So you guys have done some really innovative stuff on Windows 7 using your product Bally Command Center. For the purpose of the audience, can you explain what Bally Command Center is?
Absolutely. The Bally Command Center is a application that our operations users at casinos use.
Mm-hmm.
They use it to manage their slot floors, and essentially they remote control their slot floors so they can download new software to games. They can configure options for games, options like the speed of the game, the sound of the game, the actual math for the game. And we actually have about 3,500 configurable options for the games on our casino floors. So this application is a centralized server-based application, runs on Windows 7, and as you can imagine, it's got a fairly complex use case scenario based on all of those configurable options and the power that it has.
Sure.
So our focus has been mainly to simplify that user experience, and that's been the challenge.
So I heard you mention a lot about user experience, Ryan. I'm sure that with Windows 7 and some of the touch interfaces we have with Windows 7, you could probably leverage some of the advanced capabilities in terms of creating that experience for your end users. Can you explain a little bit more about what that is and how you leverage Windows 7?
Sure, absolutely. Windows 7 has been a big change as far as user experience goes for PCs. It's similar to the iPhone, and it's been a big evolutionary step. And so for us as user interface developers and designers, we've really had to rethink the way we design our applications and develop them. And that goes not only from the technology standpoint, but also from a workflow and organizational standpoint. We've had to change the workflow as to how we create those user interfaces. We are much more heavily engaged with designers.
Sure.
And our teams are more cross-functional.
Right. Saurabh, I know you have worked a lot on this application. Can you explain a little bit more about the technical architecture and some of the technologies that's behind this solution?
We have been using the Unity framework for uniting all the services that is provided by this thing. And moreover, the whole application has been developed in WPF, whereas the floor view, we have developed it in the Silverlight. And it's been interacting with the whole application through a web service. And the benefit of having it as a Silverlight, we can port it to the website or somewhere for controlling it remotely from any place. So, yeah, that's more of from the architecture point of view, like, you know, we use those different technologies.
Sure. So. And Ryan, do you have anything to add as a software architect architecting these systems using WPF, Silverlight, and the user experience? What's been your experience with these technologies on Windows 7?
Good question. You know, our user environment is targeted toward Windows. We want to get to be more platform agnostic, and so we've been working with Silverlight and looking for things that can run in a browser. Certainly, we want the WPF experience, the rich vector-based user experience that comes with WPF. We chose the CAB-based framework, which is now in the Unity framework. We chose that because it allows us to work together with our teams a little more dynamically. We can dynamically publish modules on the fly and incorporate them into our base application. And those are on individual project schedules.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're deployed incrementally. It's pretty powerful stuff. The CAB framework has been really, really helpful for us and has enabled us to develop a really powerful application.
Sure. I think we won't do justice to the application with user experience if you really don't see it. Ryan, can you take a couple of minutes and actually walk us through the application and show us some of the innovative work you have done?
Sure, absolutely. So this application is really targeted toward our users. As you know, with WPF, you can have a lot of different rich user experiences. we have to keep this professional and within the bounds of what our user is going to be able to use and have it intuitive. So this application here, we call the Bally Command Center. If you look at and glance at it, the first thing you see is that it's a fairly standard-looking business application. Underneath the covers here, it's actually running WPF. We mentioned the Unity framework and has some fairly advanced features within it. So immediately, the user has a very familiar business application feel. We can change the color of the app for the user. I'm a bigger fan of the blue. and this first page that we come to here is sort of a command screen for the user. It gives the operator a chance to glance at a screen and get a real quick understanding of what's happening on their casino floor. We've got some of the statuses for our EGMs, which are electronic gaming machines. Those are our games. We can see there are two offline. We've got some quick reporting, task statuses, job statuses, as well as some statuses on our server. I can drill into any one of these statuses here and get a lot more information as well as perform some actions.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the other features that we have is we've embedded a zoomable interface into this application, sort of a GIS type of application. This is an actual map of our casino floor, and here I've got one machine placed on it. Showing some of the touch functionality within Windows 7, I can then highlight that machine. I can click on it and view some of the details. I get a quick high-level detail there. If I press and hold, I can actually get some machine details, more specific. This can tell me everything from accounting information on the game to some of the history of the game, some of the actions we've performed on it. Right now, this game is actually offline, and I can ping it and do all kinds of fun things.
Great. So I don't see you use a mouse or a keyboard, and pretty much everything is here is being driven by touch. What's been your experience so far with your users doing sort of the touch experience, which is sort of natural to them?
Yeah, this is... especially some of these base screens here, the dashboard and our floor management, these are meant to be fairly high-level, quick, at-a-glance information screens. And for that, touch makes a lot of sense because you don't necessarily want to wield a mouse or a keyboard to just get some of the basic information you're interested in. Certainly with our floor, we can have certain gestures as far as highlighting games, you know, some of your mapping features. Touch is very intuitive for that, and certainly you don't need a mouse. Everything within this application can be driven simply by touch. Again, most of our users are more familiar with the traditional experience of having a mouse, and that's what we tend to see them using.
Great. All right, that was a great demo, Ryan. Really enjoyed seeing some of the cool stuff that you've done. So in wrapping up, Saurabh, you know, we talked about your experience developing this before, earlier. Do you have any closing thoughts?
No, I think we had a really good opportunity to work with the WPF, Silverlight, and the CAP framework especially, and it was really, it sped up a lot of time, the process of developing things. It was much easier than before. That helped us developing this application much faster.
Great. What about you, Ryan?
Yeah, sure. So I've learned a lot of things. I've been simply blown away with how quickly we've been able to develop some of these user interfaces with WPF. Having these frameworks and application blocks has really improved and sped up our development. I think that in the future you will see us continue to release user interfaces which will elevate the user experience for casinos and our casino users.
Great. Thanks, Ryan. Thanks, Saurabh. Thanks for sharing the Bally Command Center and the information. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.